We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sammy, you might want to get in on this road trip.
Oh,
we've been talking way too much in here about Sammy Hagar. Sammy's doing a show August 25th. It's a Sunday. Where is it?
Rogers, Arkansas. It's the closest one.
Rogers, Arkansas.
Joe Satriani, Jason Bonham, Michael Anthony.
Who's the son of John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Anthony, iconic.
Michael Anthony from Van Halen.
Bass player. And by the way, Michael Anthony's harmonies made Van Halen. No doubt. That sound was all because of Michael
Anthony. So we are flirting with the idea of
No, it's happening.
We just booked it. Going down to Rogers, Arkansas to see Sammy Hagar.
Sounds like an 80s hair metal nerd dream.
Oh, I can't wait to wear my Bob Jovi denim jacket.
Hello.
Denim Dan over here.
Sam, have we heard from Shohei Ohtani today? Shohei Ohtani. Has he held his? Oh no, it's at 4:45.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
So it's this hour.
It's coming up.
Boy, please tell me none of this is true.
He is expected to address the media this afternoon in a written statement.
Yeah,
but not take questions. Is that correct?
No questions, correct.
Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani, is expected to address the media this afternoon in about 40 minutes, as Major League Baseball investigates allegations of theft against his longtime interpreter. Ohtani will make a statement to the media at 4:45 this afternoon and will not take questions, according to the team. Why not?
By the way, the announcement of the media press conference came from his law firm, not him.
The allegations came to light last week, allegations that his interpreter had been betting on Major League Baseball games.
Allegations that nobody made except for his lawyers.
Wait, explain that to me.
Nobody knew about this until his lawyers said, hey, look over there.
Yeah.
Nobody was looking at it until his lawyers said, hey, look over there. But they knew they had to get ahead of it, crisis management, because his name was tied to that $4.5 million in transfers.
This stinks so bad.
So instead of allowing that to leak first, they tried to get ahead of the narrative and say, well, it wasn't him. It was his buddy who stole $4.5 million from him.
Yep.
And then his buddy went to the press, ESPN in particular, and said, well, no, actually, I didn't realize that it was illegal to gamble, and I got in a little bit of trouble, and of course Shohei was mad.
Whoa.
This was the interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
He did not realize that it was
illegal
to gamble
in America,
on baseball.
Yeah.
According to what he told ESPN, yes.
Because I don't believe gambling is legal in California.
Now, by the way, then the Dodgers team management said nothing that he said was true.
Here's the thing. Pete Rose.
Because you're a big baseball
I'm
fan.
I'm a huge baseball guy. Pete Rose has been banned from the Hall of Fame. Should be in the Hall of Fame by all things considered with the stats.
Hits leader.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Just an absolute animal. He's been blackballed for so long for gambling on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
If Major League Baseball does not do something pretty substantial with Ohtani, how can you continue to leave out Pete Rose from the Hall of Fame? Because Ohtani presumably is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Because Major League Baseball is going to do everything they can to protect him.
Correct.
He is their biggest star since maybe, and somebody said
he
this
is
on,
their golden egg.
Somebody said this on Morning Joe today. He is the biggest star. Tell me if you guys disagree with this. The biggest star in Major League Baseball since Babe Ruth.
Well, he's certainly been the most impactful as being able to be a pitcher and a slugger.
Hitter. Yep.
Yeah, there's been nobody like that ever in 100
years. They are going to do everything they can to protect him.
Absolutely.
And if this interpreter has to fall on the sword.
Oh, that's all that is. That's all that. He's absolutely the scapegoat.
Tell me that Ohtani didn't know that his best friend and interpreter was betting on Major League Baseball.
Now, there, just to be clear, there aren't any allegations right now that the bets were made on Major League Baseball. The only sport that has been named in any of these stories when it comes to betting is international soccer. Uh-huh. Does not matter. At the end of the day, you are violating rules.
You are not allowed to bet.
By sports betting in the state of California. And the fact
Whoa, did you say Major League Soccer or international soccer?
International.
Okay, all right.
And the fact that he, Ohtani, has his name tied to the $4.5 million in wire transfers to allegedly pay off his buddy's debts.
By the way, all in $500,000 transfers.
Oh, I didn't know that. More suspicious.
Every single transfer was in $500,000 increments.
Did they think there was some cutoff for $500,001 that it had to be reported or something?
Sam, I don't make $500,000. I don't have $500,000. I have no idea.
The fact that he hasn't been named betting on baseball itself right now is really the saving grace, and I'm sure that story is going to continue to ride.
That's probably the only thing that keeps him above water.
It has to. I mean, they'll do everything they can to make sure that that stays that way.
Until the state of California starts looking into the fact that they paid a bookie $4.5 million illegally to bet on any sport. And I don't know if you know this, but California likes their money. They'd like to keep it.
From the text line, let me address this very quickly. OMG, you watch Morning Joe. That is a big red flag. You are definitely a Democrat.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, we don't talk politics on this show. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I watch Fox and Friends. I watch CNN in the morning. And I watch Morning Joe. I watch all three. It just happened to be on Morning Joe where I heard what I referenced.
How often do you get that text? Every day?
Yes.
That's annoying.
Every day.
There's a coffee mug in there somewhere that says Scott's a liberal.
It's not here. It's at my house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I drink out of it daily with pride.
With the tears of.
So 48, 98, whatever. I watch all three. Just to see what everybody's saying. Just because I watch MSNBC and Morning Joe in the morning doesn't make me a liberal Democrat any more than watching Fox and Friends makes me a crazed lunatic conservative. Okay? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Good grief.
What do we got next?
That. Anyway, Ohtani signed a 10-year, $700 million deal with the Dodgers during the offseason. Woohoo!
By the way, we need to have a conversation about, obviously we're not a sports station, but these sports contracts where they're going to be paying you $680 million for the rest of your life because we can only really afford $20 million right now is ridiculous.
So go on. What's ridiculous about it?
What's the Mets player that they're still, Bobby something, that they're still paying?
Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah,
every year he gets $1 million.
It's actually in April. Yes, Bobby Bonilla Day. Hang on, I'll look that up.
And should Shohei get through this unscathed, and should he play out his next 10 years as a Los Angeles Dodger, they're going to have a Shohei Ohtani Day for the rest of time.
Every July 1st. The New York Mets pay Bobby Bonilla $1.2 million.
So good. So you're saying they shouldn't be allowed to defer those
payments? Yeah, I mean, all that's doing is taking lesser capital teams and saying, well, you can't afford to promise this for the rest of their life, so you're never going to be good because, well, we've got backers that are willing to promise $680 million.
Should baseball have a salary cap?
Yes. Yeah.
Again, we're not a sports station, so I don't want to get too far into the weeds of it. But
by the way, Bobby Bonilla will be paid $1.2 million every July 1st until 2035.
He's living right.
Hang on. Homie hasn't played since 2001.
Yeah.
Hasn't played since 2001 and hasn't played for the New York Mets since 1999.
I wonder who his agent was at that time.
And how's their bankroll doing for getting new good players, huh?
1999 was the last year he played for the Mets. By the way, he only played for the Mets for four seasons on two different occasions.
You know what the actual stat is? He's going to be paid that amount, $1 million every year until he's 72. So what he did was he turned $5.9 million into $30 million thanks to the deferred contract because of the 8% interest rate negotiated by his agent, Dennis Gilbert.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. $6 million turned it into $30. Phenomenal.
All right, quick break. When we get back, social media restrictions on kids. In one state, it is now completely banned for any kid under the age of 14. Restricted for any kid under the age of 16. We'll get to that in just a moment. Bobby Kerr filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, story here from Reuters, everybody. And we're going to be doing a Family Feud coming up at 4:45 this afternoon with Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi. He'll be performing at Knuckleheads this Friday night.
Yep. Also, the following Friday with Soulshine at nice. Knuckleheads.
Look at you with a shameless plug. Florida Governor, we don't do politics. But politics obviously comes into the story as we set up the story. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today signing a bill that bans children under the age of 14 from social media platforms and requires 14 and 15-year-olds to get parental consent, a measure that supporters say will protect them from online risks to their mental health. The measure requires social media platforms to terminate the accounts of people under the age of 14 and those of people under the age of 16 who do not have parental consent. Mm. It requires them to use a third-party verification system to screen out those who are underage. The state's Republican-led legislature passed a bill in February that would have banned children under the age of 16 from social media entirely. However, DeSantis vetoed that bill, saying it limited parents' rights. The amended version allows parents to provide consent for older children to engage in social media platforms. It becomes law on July 1st.
Love the idea.
How do you enforce it?
Sorry, I was eating an almond. And
I know. Did I detect a mild burp there?
No, I was trying not to cough on the air.
Go ahead, Zach.
Love the idea. Good luck enforcing it.
How do you?
Thank you for finishing my thought.
How do you enforce it?
You can't.
Mm.
I had a Facebook long before I was 13 years old. Facebook requires you to be 13 years old. Mm. Guess what I did?
Lied.
I lied. Whoa.
Well, but it said, but Sam, hang on. It says here that they would use a third-party verification system.
Boy, you put in your birthday? I mean, like every other, they can't go to an alcohol website.
I was just about to say, when I was under 21 years old, I went to Budweiser.com multiple times. Right. Are you over the age of 21? Yes.
Sure. My birthday was this year.
Yeah, 1902.
It's going to be interesting. I love the idea. Actually, there's a couple other states, several other states that have tried to get this going. Here's the thing, though. It has not been taken into effect in any of those states. So it's been talked about. It's been passed, but nothing's been put.
I know Montana's looked into this.
California, I think Arkansas have already put the limits on the social media use for kids, but nothing's gone into effect yet. Or just like anything else, you're going to get lobbyists for these social media companies that want to go against this thought, right?
So, of course.
And of course, their argument is this violates kids' First Amendment rights. So let's go there.
Do they have them?
Do they? It's tough.
Yes, I guess.
Not inside a school.
It's tough.
You're right, Sam. Kids do not have First Amendment rights inside of a school. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that is public property more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The legislation for this one is interesting because it says that the platforms will automatically delete the accounts of people that it thinks belong to underage people.
How do you determine that?
And assuming that 13-year-old was honest and put their actual birthday in. Now, if they're 11 and they said that they were 25, yeah, good luck figuring it out. Now, you could take it a step further and ban it for anyone under the age of 16 and tie it to a driver's license, but I'm not so sure that I want my driver's license tied to my social media.
Well, no, I would not want my children. I mean, how many times have you seen people put on Facebook that their kid just got their learner's permit or their driver's license? And what do they mark out?
The driver's license number.
Their kid's driver's license number and their address. So you're telling me that Facebook would take it on face value, no pun intended, if my kid just turned 16 years old, submitted her driver's license with her driver's license number redacted, her address redacted, and that would be verification enough to get a Facebook account?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to watch.
Not to mention, how many times do these massive data farms, because that's all these social media websites are, is data farms, whether you like it or not. We get to see the fun side of it, but they're collecting all of our data and selling it for money, as we talked about the last time Bobby was in. They are subject to data breaches all the time. So you start doing things like tying some sort of identification platform, social security number, something like that, to something like Facebook, and they're going to have data breaches, and all of a sudden millions of users across the U.S. have their information stolen.
Part of this legislation that we haven't talked about also supposedly is going to block all minors from adult websites, requiring all visitors to prove their age before viewing adult content.
And how does one do that?
I don't know. I mean, think of all the possible.
We know what the sites you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm saying, how is this even going to be possible to enforce?
Starts like with a P.
Yeah. Oh wow. Woo.
You know, you want to get on PH? You need to see a driver's license.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Parents, if you don't think your kid's been on PH, you are dreaming.
Yeah. So glad I didn't have social media as a kid.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, that's what I like this in theory because I had access to something like a Facebook or a TikTok or whatever at 14 years old, I potentially could have screwed up my whole future.
You would have screwed up.
I would have screwed up my whole future.
Who are you kidding?
I'm with you. I agree. So that's why I like this. I just don't know how it's going to be enforced.
And Sam, you're the technological wizard on this show. How would they enforce that you're 14 with a parent's permission, Florida, or 16 without a parent's permission? How could they do that?
At 14, I don't know how they would enforce that you are 14 unless the parent is just giving their driver's license info on claiming that you are 14.
You do not have state-issued ID.
Correct. At 16, like I said, you could go so far as putting in your driver's license, but...
You want to run that risk with your kid?
No. Mm-hmm. From the text line, I don't know. Maybe parents could be parents.
Yeah.
There's a great idea.
We talked
idea.
About this last
what,
time,
what
too.
What a weird idea.
Yeah. There's a crazy idea.
Yeah, but, I mean, your parents were great. Did you not do stupid stuff, too? Even though they were great and parented you well?
Yes.
So, yeah, you could parent.
But I was a rebel who...
Every kid's a rebel.
Well, but I reveled in the idea of rebelling.
Okay. You don't think every teenage boy kind of does? Well, teenage girl?
Did you?
Sometimes, but my rebelling was like, I'm going to go to my buddy Craig's house and watch WWF for 12 hours. And if my mom told me to come home at 9 p.m., I'm coming home at 10. I was a good kid. So a little bit, you know,
I was a good
tomato,
kid,
tomato.
I was a good kid, but let's be honest, when I was at the PX, I wasn't above sneaking over some sergeant's shoulder looking at his Playboy.
Oh, well.
Give me a break.
Yeah, guilty.
We all did.
Yeah.
We would sit there and pretend like we're reading Mad Magazine.
Oh, bro.
Remember? And there was that sergeant over there by the magazine stand, and he's thumbing through Playboy or Penthouse, and you're like,
I stumbled upon a garage sale one time that had a massive collection, and I was 13. I didn't leave that garage sale for like 4 hours.
All right.
Okay, quick break. Jacob and the others, hang tight. Bobby Kerr filling in today for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We love these kids. They're out of Columbia, Missouri. The band is Post Sex Nachos.
They're good.
They will be back in Columbia performing.
Hey, pot it down for a second because I don't want to get a bill.
Oh,
but pot it up for him for the hook right here.
The hook on this song is clean-ish.
Oh, this isn't the clean version?
This is not the in-studio version.
Okay, now. Never mind.
I like them. They're good.
Yeah, they're great. They're coming back for Boulevardia, is that right?
They'll be here for Boulevardia. Nice.
Yeah, they just announced that lineup this week.
And then they'll be back in Columbia on April 20th.
So we found out about Post-Sex Nachos through Sam, who was a big fan and was kind of, dare I say, a groupie? In a weird guy way.
What do you mean was? I have every T-shirt they've ever sold.
Okay. And so they were in town last year, and we had them come in studio, and they played that song. And these are some of the most charismatic, brilliant young musicians I've ever met. What a privilege to meet them.
That's awesome.
What a privilege.
I love new, good music. That's so great to hear.
Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scott. So before I get to my deal, I will say these kids, these teenagers and stuff nowadays, they got it made. All they got to do is just a couple taps. You and I, we had to work for it when we were kids.
Yeah, we did. Wasn't easy.
No, sure wasn't.
That's good.
Jacob, you're such a dork.
Oh, I know. So as far as the Facebook deal, for my business, and it's the same with eBay, and my website and everywhere else I sell, because I sell so much through their shipping service and get paid by them, I had to submit my driver's license, my social security number, and my tax ID to them. And I have to do that every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it kind of already happens as far as Facebook collecting that info.
Yeah, but you're running a business, right?
Yeah.
So,
and who do you give that information to?
Well, I mean, I have to submit it to eBay. I have to submit it to Facebook. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they need to track the dollars. So they need to know your EIN and stuff. So a little bit different, I think, for kids.
Sure.
Putting in.
Rich in Bonner Springs. Hello, Rich.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Hey, thank you.
Good. So my two cents is, you know, let's get back to the parents are in charge of their children. And, you know, you say third party. I think the parents are the third party. I think there needs to be joint accounts to where a parent and a child can sign up together. But the parents are the one it's going to fall back on if something weird happens. And they're the ones that also need to be responsible for their children and what they're seeing and what they're writing and doing under the age of 18.
How do we ensure that?
That's a really good question. There has to be some way. It can't be that hard, for a parent has to be like a co-signer almost, has to be the main name on the account when it's your child.
Hmm.
I don't know how it would work, but it has to work somehow.
These
it
are
can
one
be
of,
figured out.
One of these situations where I'm very happy that I'm not the one making these laws.
From the text line, so let me ask you this. I'm a single father. Am I supposed to be going through my daughter's social media accounts suspiciously?
Yeah.
She's 13.
Yes. Yes. If you think that there's something wrong, you mm-hmm. know, and maybe.
But how do you know if there's going to be something wrong if you don't?
Sam, I don't know. And maybe I dodged that bullet. And maybe I was lucky. You know, my daughters are now 23 and 18 or 19. And they were both on social media. I mean, Maya, for example, is on Facebook. She still has the egghead. She doesn't even have her own picture there.
The avatar.
She's not a fan of the app.
No, she's not. And
but she has a Snapchat, I'm assuming.
And she's super big on TikTok.
TikTok, okay.
She loves TikTok. And so, like, when she comes home from college, we'll be sitting in the living room and I'll be watching a sporting event or a movie or whatever, and she'll be on her phone. And I'll say, what are you doing? She'll just say, Dad, I'm just watching my videos. Television, cable television and YouTube TV and all that stuff, it dies with us. It dies with us.
Like so many other things.
Yeah, because the kids don't watch it. They just don't. And so I'll say to her, babe, what are you doing? She says, oh, I'm just watching my videos. And so if you've ever been on Facebook and you see Facebook Reels, which is sort of their way of getting into the TikTok world.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same videos. They just show up on Reels 2 weeks later.
Right. And so that's what she does. You know, they're 6-10 seconds long, whatever. And she just sits there and watches videos, you know, 10-second long videos, and then goes on to the next one.
Watching the videos is fine, right? That's not really the issue. These types of videos that they're watching, I think. So many of the callers and the texters that are coming in and saying about parenting, they're spot on. The conversations about the digital footprint have to be heavy. I don't think you can get the point across to young people to say, oh, well, you got to be careful about being online. Like, that's not going to cut it. It has to be a fully packaged conversation about what happens to your digital footprint when you are not careful. Not to mention, I mean, you could get caught up in something even if you just like a post. You like the wrong thing, and somebody can see that your reaction to this political post or this sexual post, and you had a reaction to it, all of a sudden a screenshot says that Maya liked this post that in a moment could have been a mistake or anything, that's going to be part of her digital footprint. So these conversations have to be heavy at somewhat of a young age. I don't have that answer.
You're in your early 40s.
Yeah.
What are you on?
I am active.
I know you're on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm active on Facebook. I'm on everything just for my businesses, but I mean, I'm very...
Are you on TikTok?
I have a TikTok. I don't ever check it. I don't post anything. And when I have posted things, I posted it all at the same time to all
my
networks. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I don't have Snapchat.
Do you have X?
Twitter? Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for
calling.
Look at
Parks trying to be cool. Yeah. You got Insta? You got X?
Yes, I have access to all those things.
Wait, what's an app?
It's the internet.
But seriously, though, that is a major concern because now kids are, we're seeing stories about kids making like secondary accounts because their parents are tracking their accounts.
Oh, don't think for a second they haven't outsmarted
you. Oh,
you
absolutely.
Have apps now that you can change what an app looks like on your phone.
Say
oh,
what?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other side.
Isn't there an app where you can hide your apps?
Oh, my. Are we being funny now?
Same thing.
No, I mean, like, hide them where your parents don't even see them on your phone.
Probably.
Well, yeah. So, like, say you're a parent who's very strict, and my kids are going to hate me. I already know it because I'm going to be that weird, strict parent. But say that you are that weird, strict parent, and you won't let your kid have a Snapchat. So you check their phone, I don't know, what, biweekly to make sure that it's not on there, right? And they can, there is an app now where you can change the app Snapchat to like look like your calculator.
Oh my gosh.
What were you going to say? I didn't mean
to. I was just going to say, the other side of this is, had I been 15, 16 and I had social media, my band, I fully believe would have had a major record label deal by the time we were 19 years old. I had become,
are you talking about Axiom?
Yes. I had been, I was so good at marketing the old school way without the internet, without apps, without being able to reach people across the entire world. We were so talented. And then,
tell everybody who was in your band.
It was me. It was Jeff Shrout, our guitarist in Soulshine. And it was David Cook.
David Cook,
yeah,
who won or finished.
Yeah, he won American Idol. Yeah, he won
American Idol.
Yep, and we were so good. And by that time, I was really honing in on my marketing skills. But there was no internet. There wasn't until we got to college, right? And then we could start to see the fan base grow across the country. But had I been 15 and had access to those tools, it would have changed the trajectory, good or bad, I don't know. But it would have changed the trajectory of my musical career, my the way that I market, the way that I, you know, reach people across the world. Mm-hmm. So there is good stuff.
The way that you sell yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but the way that you sell what you're producing.
Sure. So there are great aspects of being able to connect people, but we just have to be careful and have these real conversations with young people today.
Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi, he is in concert this Friday night at Knuckleheads with Bob Jovi, a week from this Friday night with his other band, Soulshine, and we will play Family Feud when we return here on Dana and Parks. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe it is time that we play the greatest game in America. It is time to play Family Feud, where the point values are always doubled. Bobby Kerr, first time ever playing the feud of the family.
You're not going to try to kiss me in this, are you?
I will not.
Like the original host?
No, gosh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Sam, can we check some buzzers? not until 5 o'clock.
Hello.
Can we check some buzzers, please?
Yeah.
I'll go first. Ooh, a little loud. Ooh. A little loud.
One more time.
Okay.
Thank you. Bobby. Perfect.
Okay. Can you make sure that that reset?
Got it.
No. Oh. Hit your space bar again. Okay. All right, we're ready.
All right. Top five answers are on the board. Point values are always doubled. Are we playing to five today?
I believe we are.
Let's do it. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies?
Oh, God, I missed my button.
Popcorn.
Popcorn, number one answer on the board. Top five answers are on the board. Point values always doubled. What are the subjects that you learn at school?
Math.
Scott, number one answer on the board. Let me get down here and some random ones.
I came to play.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something that you might need to get fixed. Bobby.
Your house. Damn it. I had a
Scott.
Joke.
Your car.
Number one answer on the board. House?
I had a very inappropriate thing to say. I stopped myself.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Get
for
it fixed.
That. Good filter.
Yeah.
Down there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Top five answers are on the board. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Ooh,
yell at someone.
Act rude.
Yes.
Number three answer on the board.
Ooh.
Complain.
Not on the list. Number one and two were lousy tip and send the food back.
Wow. Okay.
Score update?
2-2.
Top five answers are on the board. What do people usually take with them to a beach? Bobby again.
Towel.
Number one answer on the board.
Son of a bee sting. He's good.
Top five answers. Point values always doubled.
This is no Michael Mackey.
What do people do when they want to take a vacation?
God, he's fast.
Save money.
Not on the list.
Book their trip.
Number one answer on the board.
Three. Here I am being fiscally responsible over here.
3-3.
Top five answers.
This is a fight.
Point values always doubled.
Okay.
Name a home appliance.
Oh, that's it? That was the end of it?
Toaster.
Name a home appliance.
Well, Bobby, you get to pick any of the top five because toaster was not on the list.
Oh.
Say what?
Oven.
Scott, going back to you.
Refrigerator.
Number one answer on the board. Refrigerator, washing machine, TV, microwave, right, air conditioner.
Wait, TV as an appliance?
It is an appliance.
Okay, all right.
Here's the problem. It's 4-3. I'm leading. I've been playing right-handed, and I'm left-handed. I'm switching to my left hand.
Okay, top five answers are on the board. Excuses. What do kids usually hate to do?
Chores.
What?
Oh, there's no doubt that I was number one on that.
I mean, that's the number one answer on the board.
Nice job.
We'll keep going. We have a little time. It's 5-3. Went left-handed, you see?
Top five answers. What items do you find in a cafe?
Bobby. Coffee.
Nice. Number one answer on the board.
5-4.
Top five answers are on the board. What do people usually lose or misplace?
Keys.
Good job.
Number two.
Ooh. Look at me reaching for the pen, Bobby, ready to write that try? One down.
Misplace?
Yeah.
Their phone.
That is not higher than keys.
Okay.
Number one was the TV remote.
All right, we got time for one more. It's 6-4.
This is an easy one. Top five answers. Name a zoo animal. Scott.
Elephant.
Three.
Ugh. Monkeys.
Not on the list. Ugh. Top two were bears and lion.
It was a good
competition.
Well
done, sir.
It was a good competition.
I started out hot.
You did.
Good job.
That was good competition. Quick break for the news. Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi, filling in today for Dana Wright. She's a little bit under the weather this afternoon. She is back tomorrow, we hope and presume. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.